Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of KDKA, we're 100.1 FM and AM 1020, the news talk giant in Pittsburgh that is the voice of this great city. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Warren Rustand. He is an author, but he is a whole lot more than that. And he is going to help us because so many people are looking to put 2020 in the rearview mirror and they're looking ahead to doing big things this year. But the question is, when you've got a great big hurdle that you've got to get over, sometimes you have to start training with lower hurdles and figure out how to jump them first before you go to the high hurdles in the big boy race, right? So Warren is kind enough to join us right now, and I look forward to having him as my guest here on KDKA. Warren, welcome, and glad you're here with us in Pittsburgh.
Rick, thank you very much. It's always good to be in Pittsburgh, and I'm just concerned about the Steelers and what happened to them.
Oh, not as much as the people around here are. Trust me, there is a lot of wringing of hands going on right now as to what the future is going to be after the early exit from the playoffs, let's just put it that way, in round number one. So, okay, if you can fix that problem, then you can talk to us about anything else. Where do you start with? I'm kidding. I wouldn't put that to you. But if you're talking about New Year's resolutions, people in the fitness world say, hey, you got to start by taking a walk. If you're talking about financial planning, maybe a planner would say to you, well, make a small investment first. What if you've got big plans? What if there's something that you really want to change in your life? Warren, how do you go about tackling those things and getting clarity in your vision of what you want to do?
Well, it's a great question, Rick, and I think it's really important. And what you just suggested is important, taking small steps. But it's only really helpful when you take those small steps if you have a clear view of where you're going. And too many people take the small steps but haven't yet decided what are the outcomes they want, what's their purpose, where are they going with their life. And if we can decide where we're going with our lives, have a clear view of that, and then make sure our steps that we take are always directed intentionally toward that vision, we have a much greater chance of success. But most people don't take the time to really step back, create the space, and deeply think about where it is they want to go. Do that with clarity, and one will see great, great opportunities and outcomes.
You've written things like, some see but have no vision. You've written things like, with clarity of vision, we can see the distant landmark against which we are measuring ourselves. Did you learn that working in the White House? Did you learn that at other times in your career? Tell us how you came to these conclusions.
Well, the very first time I ever heard that, I grew up poor on a Minnesota farm near the Canadian border. My dad was a great hard worker, but he also created vision. Before he would start a job, before he would plow a field, before he would plant seeds, he would step back and say, now, what is the outcome we want here? What is it we're trying to achieve? What is it we want to do? And he would have that fixed clearly in his mind. So from an early age, I was involved in an environment where thinking like that occurred, and at each stage of my life, when I went to the White House, I stepped back and said, okay, my responsibilities as appointment secretary and cabinet secretary to the president, what does that mean? Where are we going? What outcomes do we want to have? How should I conduct myself? How do I get there? That kind of thinking has really helped me a great deal in my life, and I'm sure, and I've seen with tens of thousands of people as I've traveled the world and spoken and written this book and so forth, that if we can get that clarity, then we have such a good chance to be successful.
The book is called The Leader Within Us, Mindset, Principles, and Tools for a Life by Design. I'm fascinated by what you did as a 19-year-old when a lot of people are trying to figure out how they can save money to buy a car or maybe trying to figure out where they're going to go to college. You sit down and you write a list of 100 things you wanted to accomplish. How many have you checked off? How many have you ticked off that list at this point in your life?
98.
98? What's left? What have you not done?
I had two. I wanted to be president of the United States, and I also wanted to travel to every country in the world recognized by the United Nations. But you know, the United Nations is tricky. They keep dividing countries and changing names, so it's a moving target.
It's like if you want to go to all the Major League Baseball parks, they keep adding new ones, right?
But I've been to over 190 countries at this point.
So how would you describe yourself then, Warren? Warren is joining us right now talking about his brand new book, and it's a fascinating read. But how would you describe yourself? Are you a businessman? Are you a politician? Are you an entrepreneur? I mean, how would you describe yourself?
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I've had a chance to participate and lead 17 companies. I've been CEO of 6 large companies, but I'm an entrepreneur. I love to start things or to create and build things. So that's really what I like to do, and I've had a chance to do that. It's been a thrill my whole life. I love it. I can't wait to get up tomorrow and get going in business. I love business.
So how do you pass that passion that you have on to the people through your book? How are you able to do that through the printed word?
I think as soon as people begin doing things correctly based on right principles, their life begins to change really fast. And so for your listeners, what I would suggest is this. Start tomorrow morning and do something for 60 days without interruption, and you'll change your life. And here's the thing I'd like you to do. Do what's called 10, 10, and 10 first thing in the morning. I've been doing it for 40 years. It's fantastic. We've got millions of people doing it. First, sit on the edge of your bed for the minute when you first wake up and ask yourself, why am I alive today? Meaning, what's my purpose today? Then take 10 minutes and be grateful. Think of all the things you can be grateful for, because we know an attitude of gratitude, an opening of the heart, makes you happier, makes you better. And then 10 minutes, read something inspirational. Nothing negative, only inspirational. And then the last 10 minutes, journal 10 minutes of positive things that are happening in your life. Now, you're 31 minutes into your day at that point, and you got to ask yourself, where is your mind? It's all about positive. It's all about energy. It's all about being charged up. Then you go out and start your day. And if you do that, you will fundamentally alter your state of being and alter how you achieve things.
People talk about it takes 3 weeks to form a habit, 21 days. You're saying 60. Why a longer period?
I just think it's good to build those habits. I agree with you that it takes 21 days, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer. But if you'll do it for 60 days, you'll have a completely new outlook on life. You could do it for 30 days and the same thing will occur. But really embed that discipline in your life. And if there's one word that I could suggest to all of us, right, about our lives, it's the notion of discipline. If we do everything with just a little more discipline, we will be a whole lot better.
Did you ever serve in the military?
I did, 6 years.
6 years. And again, that goes back to that discipline question when I ask you that. And I got about this number 99 that's on your list of running for president, I'd vote for you right now. Based on what you've said, I'm ready to vote. Can we use your name? Make sure we spell it right for the write-in candidate campaign that I'm going to start for you. Make sure we spell this correctly. R-U-S-T-A-N-D, Warren Rustand, correct?
Correct.
All right, we're going to start that campaign. I don't know if we're going to file those documents. That we'll let you take care of that, but I'll take care of publicity. Warren, thanks for being on KDKA.
Rick, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Truly have enjoyed the conversation. Warren Rustand, again, brand new book, talking about The Leader Within Us, Mindset, Principles, and Tools for a Life by Design. Good stuff.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.